Vancouver sees an uptick in dog attacks as the weather warms up in the late spring and early summer. More pooches in parks and beaches begets more opportunities for canine aggression, although not all incidents warrant the same response. While many dogs only snap or lunge aggressively, others can seriously harm or kill other animals. In August 2024, a Vancouver family grieved the loss of their beloved family dog, a Maltipoo named Sky, after she was killed by a larger dog on Stanley Park's second beach. They offered a reward for anyone able to provide information on the owner of the attacking dog who fled the scene following the attack. Related, she was taken from us too soon, Maltese killed by off-leash dog in Vancouver Park. Sky's passing is one of several in Vancouver, warranting outage and concern from dog owners. The city doesn't have a public registry of fatal or severe dog attacks. As a result, pet owners can't access information on dangerous dogs unless news outlets cover individual incidents. In Toronto, the city provides information on dog attacks and aggressive incidents in a public registry and on a map. Toronto's Dangerous Dog Orders Map. The City of Toronto issues a dangerous dog order when a dangerous act, such as a bite, attack or menacing behavior, occurs and that act is deemed severe or is the second act on record. The city's Dangerous Dog Orders Map shows the following information about active incidents. The general area where the incident took place. The dog's breed of the dog. The dog's breed group. The colors of the dog. The bite's severity. The date of the incident. Each incident also has an icon from the legend that indicates severity. Not a bite. Non-severe. Severe. Very severe. Should Vancouver have a public dangerous dog registry like Toronto? Animal law lawyer Victoria Schroff says she doesn't believe a dangerous dog registry will be very effective in Vancouver. We need to balance notions of public safety with dog ownership, she tells VIA. The parameters around labeling who is considered a dangerous dog need to be conducted in a more systematic fashion and for starters, veterinarians should be involved in the assessment. In most places, veterinarians are not called upon at these assessments and it can create difficulties. A dangerous dog designation falls under provincial legislation in most parts of BC and is typically applied to more serious offenses. In many cases, the City of Vancouver will require dog owners to get an aggressive dog license following an unprovoked incident of aggression. These are different than regular ones and include several restrictions. Related, how are dogs deemed aggressive or dangerous in Vancouver? A dog deemed aggressive by the city requires a different tag, identifiable by its bright red, octagon-shaped tag, similar to a stop sign. These tags notify people who may prefer to keep their distance or how to best interact with the dog. Schroff notes that many dogs considered aggressive may suffer from a medical condition that makes them behave uncharacteristically. For example, a dog suffering from a severe ear infection may act aggressively toward other animals and people. Dogs deemed dangerous, on the other hand, have either killed or seriously injured a person or an animal control officer believes the dogs are likely to do so. They may also receive this designation if they have killed or seriously injured a domestic animal in public or on private property that isn't owned or rented by the dog owner. Schroff says people who notice a sudden behavioral change in their dog should visit their veterinarian first to rule out a physical cause. The goal is balancing public safety with the rights and responsibilities of dog owners.